This second set of slides for Unit 8, Component 11 will provide information on the definitions, development, and use of a data dictionary. It is important that each information system or database has a descriptive list of the data elements to ensure consistency of terminology. A data dictionary is a descriptive list of names, definitions, and attributes of data elements to be collected in an information system or database. The American Health Information Management Association Work Group on Electronic Health Record, or EHR, Data Content, 2006, stated that a data dictionary should be considered as a crosswalk or map of the database. An example of this would be the use of a coding system, like the International Classification of Diseases. The code number is assigned to a diagnosis, and the code number is a crosswalk to the data. A data dictionary supports the infrastructure and the interoperability of the systems of the electronic health record within an organization. It provides structure for the interpretation of data and brings clarity to the collected data. As we move towards a national infrastructure for health information, it is essential that we work towards greater standardization. The lack of a data dictionary often results in poor rather than quality data. Issues such as duplication, invalid interpretation, and a negative impact on patient safety and care can be more effectively addressed when data is standardized. This slide lists common pieces of information that make up a data dictionary. While it is not exhaustive, it provides a starting point for the development of a data dictionary. Initially, you will want to include the name of the table, the field names and attribute, the data type to indicate if the data should be text or alphanumeric, and a description of the field, attribute. Also important to define is the format for collecting the information. For example, indicating how dates will be represented, the number of characters that can be collected, and the range of the values, for example, 1 through 10. Other information might include if a data element is required or not, and if there is a relationship with other attributes. This slide provides a set of recommended guidelines for developing a data dictionary. These recommendations are from the EHIM Work Group of the American Health Information Management Association, 2006. 1. Design a plan. Pre-plan the development, implementation, and maintenance of the data dictionary. 2. Develop an enterprise data dictionary. Integrate common data elements across the entire institution to ensure consistency. 3. Ensure collaborative involvement. Make sure there is support from all key stakeholders. 4. Develop an approvals process. Ensure a documentation trail for all decision updates and maintenance. 5. Identify and retain details of data versions. Version control is important. 6. Design for flexibility and growth. 7. Design room for expansion of field values. 8. Follow established ISO, International Electrotechnical Commission, IEC, 11179, guidelines for metadata registry to promote interoperability follow standards. 9. Adopt nationally recognized standards. 10. Beware of differing standards for the same concepts. 11. Use geographic codes and conform to the National SPACIA Data Infrastructure and the Federal Geographic Data Committee. 12. Test the information system. Develop a test plan to ensure the system supports the data dictionary. 13. Provide ongoing education and training. 14. Assess the extent to which the data elements maintain consistency and avoid duplication. The next several slides discuss key points from the recommended guidelines. One key guideline is to involve stakeholders in the development of collaboration. Stakeholders may include data creators, owners, and users of the data being collected. Each organization will need to determine who needs to be involved in the collaboration of building the data dictionary. Groups that would be important to include might be departments represented across entire facility or enterprise, outside collaborating agencies or facilities, public health agencies, clinical providers, including all specialties, health information management, or HIM, administrative support services, reimbursement support services, legal support services, and IT support services. This is not an exhaustive list, and others may need to be added to complete the list of stakeholders for an organization. Another key recommendation is to develop flexible yet prescribed systems. It is important to accommodate expansion to the infrastructure and the architecture of the systems. For instance, within a few years, the ICD coding system will change from ICD-9 to ICD-10. The format of ICD-10 is much different from ICD-9. Many systems are being modified to accept the change in the data elements that will need to accommodate the new system. When changes are made, it is essential to document precise details of changes. In order to maintain an excellent system, managers need to develop and expect adherence to approval processes and change processes. There are national and international standards that need to be adhered to in the development of a data dictionary. Discussions about standards are covered in other components and units. However, in the context of data dictionaries, it is important to mention that standards are essential to operations. Another key recommendation is to provide ongoing education of long-term employees. This is an important tactic to assure compliance with the organizational policies. New employees should also receive appropriate training to involve them in the collection of quality data. In conclusion, a data dictionary is one tool for ensuring data consistency. This consistency supports clinical decisions, patient safety, and quality of care. It leads to quality data interpretation for clinical and administrative decisions. And finally, this consistency supports the infrastructure of the EHR.